Six, five, four, three, two, one,
okay.
Zero.
What do we got? Anything? All right, I think we all know what's about to happen. That's right, because the current time is 1930 UTC, we will now begin an exciting episode of The Deer Bears Gowls Commit the Yes, hello and welcome. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And, well, as you can probably tell, I am outside today. I am down at the creek. I am down at the creek looking for owls on this, the first day of the year. The first day of January. And being as it's January, and I'm always remembering, oh, the owls always show up in January. We've seen them before. So I'm down at the creek here, and I'm standing up at the top, kind of looking down into there. Doodly-doo. And I'm looking for owls. I'm checking all the trees. I'm looking in all the branches. And this is fairly easy to do. Just because there's no leaves anywhere. There's no leaves on the trees. So we can see. But there's a squirrel. I'm not seeing much of anything. Maybe we actually need to go down in there. Does that sound like a plan? Should we go down into the creek? Okay. So you might be wondering, Tobe, what are you doing out there? It must be freezing. Well, it's close to freezing, but it's not. It is 1 degree. And so I've got my sweatshirt on and my sweatpants. Probably not the best clothing choices, but I don't care. I feel comfortable. I feel unfrozen. And my hand is going to get cold, I'll tell you that much. All right, let's take the traditional entrance down into the creek here. Oh, it's a little tricky going down because there's a lot of leaves. Oh, but it's not too bad. Okay, getting down the hill. Getting down the hill. All right, sometimes it's better to be down here for spotting owls because you can look up and they tend to be silhouetted against the sky. All right, you know what I'm saying? Of course you do. All right, let's go over here and check for golf balls. There are no golf balls. It is winter. Nobody is golfing. The creek is partially frozen. Hey, wait, is that actually a red golf ball over there? No, it's something else red. Bottle cap or something. Okay, back to the trees. Any owls out here today? Looking around. Not seeing anything yet. And I'm beginning to worry. Have the owls actually returned? And they're just not down here because they don't have a place to live because that big tree fell over? Even though I'm beginning to think that that tree was not the owl tree. It's not dead enough, not hollow enough. I'm looking around. Not seeing anything. And more importantly, I'm not hearing anything. I'm listening for hoot, 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 hooroo. I don't hear any hoots. That's fine. So I'm going to kind of walk upstream here. And double check. Because, you know, that we know that they love to hang around down here, or up here, I should say, upstream. And they like to hang out in those trees in the golf course. What's that? No, that's just a bunch of moving leaves. Looking for owls. I love owls. I don't know why I love owls so much now. I just do. Because they're awesome. And they live near me. And anything that lives in my general vicinity has to be awesome. Couldn't possibly be anything else short of awesome. So now I'm walking around the big old tree that fell over. Ugh. Hey, there's some loose dirt right here. That's unusual. Somebody's been digging. Who's been digging around here? Might be a fox. Might be raccoons. I'm scanning the trees up on the golf course. Nothing. Yada-dee-da-da-dee-da-da. What's that sound? Turtle doves. Foodly-foodly-foodly. Oh, so I slept pretty good. And I didn't further aggravate my... Oh, more turtle doves. I didn't further aggravate my shoulder. Which was a little weird yesterday. I think because I slept on it weird. Oh, and look. What's been going on here? Here's a bunch of, like, wood shavings. Yeah. Okay. Woodpeckers have been pecking at this tree. Okay. Cool. Let's keep going. How far can we go? We can go pretty damn far. I'm spooking all the turtle doves. All the little doves are flapping around and whinging. Yeah, can you hear that? All right, what do we got up there on that tree? That must be one of our little woodpeckers. Now see, I think this is an owl tree. And the big branch fell off. Are there owls in the hole? Hey, who's in that hole? Probably owls. I can hear something. And I think it's a squirrel chewing on an acorn or something. Okay. Cool. Let's keep going. What the hell? Chirpy birds. Say chirp, chirp. Hello, burbs. Where's my big burbs? It's almost big burb season, too. Not that owls aren't big burbs, because they most certainly are. But, it's getting to be that time of year when we see bald eagles. Wait a minute, was that tree down? No, that branch was not down the last time I was anywhere near here. This tree is slowly, slowly losing it. But it's leaning up against another tree. Now, this big old cottonwood fell over, and it fell onto the root ball of the tree, the giant tree that fell over on the other side. Can we cross the creek on this log? Yeah, we could. Maybe. I don't know. Looks sketchy over there on that end. Anyway, we have gone as far as we can. I'm just gazing up into trees. I don't see anything. I'm turning around. It's very quiet today. All kinds of quiet. Nature is quiet. People are quiet. There's no traffic on my street. Nobody's going anywhere. Nobody's doing anything except me. I'm looking for owls. Yeah. Yeah, look, there's marmot poop on that log. Nice. Nice. Okay. So, as best as I can tell, the barred owls have not returned to the creek yet. But I suspect it's going to happen pretty soon, as long as I don't, you know, trip over everything and fall down. That's good. What's that sound? Nothing. Okay. So, it occurs to me that I could walk all the way back to where we came down. Or, we could exit the creek by just walking up this little wash, right? Just walk right up here, and this is traversable. Not only is it traversable, it pops us out right here in a very convenient area. All right. I want to go home and keep watching my anime. I started watching an anime yesterday about sumo wrestling. And a high school sumo team. And it's so cliche. It's so hilarious. But right now, I think we're going to have to move into the synth zone. Because I did do some synth last night. I added some stuff to all this. And I'm not sure if I like it or not. And I'll tell you why here once we get this going. Let's get the squonkin' glonkins. And we're going to need some of this. And we're going to need to bring that beat back. So I'm sure you remember this. Now let's add in the new parts. Thank you.
Yeah. It's too early. Basically, we got this big fat pad, and then we got some belly things.
This stuff.
Okay. So yeah. what was I gonna say? Oh yeah. So I added this pad and this bell part, right? I'm not into it. I mean, it kind of sounded okay as I was doing it. But then I realized this is not what I want. This is what I always do. I mean, I always create some kind of wacky background patch and then... And then I end up just soloing over the top with it, with some crap, which isn't very interesting. And I threw in the bells. What are those even there for? Nobody knows. The thing of it is, though, what is it that I want to do with this? I don't know. Not this. Oh, sure. It sounds beautiful. And I left the end of this sort of hanging so that I could just jump in and start soloing. We can do it like this. Oops, I'm on the wrong patch again. I've done this twice now. Where's my other thingy? There it is. And then it just sort of jumps back in. Yeah. Kill that. That's no good. What are we doing here? What are we doing? I don't know. Let's stop. Let's stop it right there. Because this isn't what I want to do. Oh, sure, it sounds neat, but... yeah, no. So... What are we going to do instead? I don't know. We got plenty of options. We've got a little modulation left over. We got some offsets. We've got a lot of voices we haven't used yet. But what else does this need? What else would you put onto this? What would be the point of anything? Yeah, I don't know. But there is one other thing that I'm not going to tell you about that yet. Because that turned out to be a failure. Well, it wasn't a failure, but I was building a thing last night and I was hoping to demonstrate it today, but it's not that cool. So, what to do instead, you might be asking. Well, what else do we got? We got some triggers coming out of here. We could maybe do something with... I don't know what. But triggers are signals. We could run it into there. We could run some other kind of signal. Yeah, okay. So maybe that's what we're doing. We're going to take the trigger out of Florian, which is already timed very, very strangely. We're going to run that into the logic module. We're going to need to have some other kind of signal. What other kind of signal do we need? We need, wait, These are gates. These aren't going to do us any good. These are triggers. What we need are gates. What we need are disparate gates. What we need are M's to unplug whatever the hell this is I'm thinking that I'm doing, because this is not a thing. And what we do instead is undo this cable, and we'll plop a splitter onto that, and we'll put that back into the sequencer, and then we'll plug this bad boy into the logic module. The module. La, la, la. Okay, and then for the second thingy, we're going to just use up some of our modulation here. And we're going to do what? We've got to give it some gates, right? So let's just go like this. What if we... Wait, somehow can't we make this... Inversions? Gabamba? What am I thinking here? Oh, you know what it... You know what I'm thinking of? We could actually do some side-chaining. But who would want to do that? Am I right? Okay, we got all this going. And if we turn a knob here, don't we get some... Yeah, we get some stuff. Okay, stop a second. We gotta figure out... Now we're gonna take the output of... We're gonna take the output of the logic module. And I don't know which one we're gonna use. Let's just plug it into something. And we're gonna plug the output into the gates of this, which doesn't have a thingy plugged into it. So now we gotta get a thingy. And we plug it into here. Do we have a thing? Ooh, it's kind of loud. Does not need to be that loud. All right, so when does that go? Let's experiment. So that's an option. Let's go into a different output. I'm not impressed. What does this one do? That gives us nothing, unless we do this. Maybe this is a thing. This is an interesting way to create sort of related rhythms. Basically, what I got is two gate signals going into the logic module, and I'm letting that do its thing, and I'm taking various outputs. But what we need is to work on this. That's a terrible sound. What? Okay. That's weird. What if we do that? Let's see what happens. It's just too low now. too muddy. Let's take the noise out so we just get a clean donk. That's a pretty clean donk. Does this need to get some pitch information? Let's test this out. Let's see where this goes. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, that kind of works for me. But we need some pitch. So since we've got this short cable right here, let's just go random out and put that into here. And we're going to use the magic thingy. This is going to sound terrible. Yeah. No. So let's just take another splitter and we'll take some 1 volt per octave out of sequencer and let's plug that into there and now reset everything and go. Almost. Yeah. That's almost... almost working for me. Just almost. Okay, let's switch up the voices. Let's switch this over to the runaway oscillator. So we plug this into the VCA. We plug that into the runaway oscillator. We plug this into the VCA and we take the gates out. We put that into there and do we have... Oh, it won't do anything because we got to reset and go. Oh, it's clicky. What's the problem here? Yeah, fail, fail. Fail, fail, fail. Ugh. I didn't like it anyway. So I'm going to undo these cords. And
this is the end of the line for me.
End of the line.
The end of the line, yes.
So yeah, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC. I'm putting this back the way it was, and go. Wait, we gotta reset it first, you dummy.